रामाय राम भद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः. युद्धकांड चैप्टर नंबर 28. द वानरा आर्मी कंटिन्यूड. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. नाउ शुक, थिंकिंग दैट सारनाथ डिस्क्रिप्शन वाज इनकंप्लीट, बिगन टू सप्लीमेंट इट. योर मैजेस्टी, Do you see those monkeys that tower aloft like elephants and rut, or the tall banyan trees on the banks of River Ganga, or the lofty shala trees on the Himalayas? None can meet them in battle. Immeasurably strong, they take forms at will and resemble like daityas and danvas and might and the gods in valor. These number 21,000 crores, many thousands of shankars and many hundreds of brindas. They change their shapes at will and are born of gods and gandharvas. Behold these two youths like God in beauty. They are the famous Mayand and Dvid. The very gods are not equal to them on the battlefield. Brahma allowed them to drink of the waters of immortality, and they too are resolved to destroy Lanka by themselves. I pray you behold that monkey lord that stands there like a lordly elephant in rut. When enraged, he troubles the very oceans to their depths. It was he that came here searching for Sita and entered your well-guarded capital. Once before you have seen him, and now here he is again. He is the son of Kesari and born of Vayu, the wind god. He is famed on earth as Hanuman. He crossed the sea on a former occasion. He can assume what form he wills. The foremost of Vanaras, his strength and appearance are alike wonderful. Even like Vayu, his father, he can go unhindered everywhere. One day, while yet an infant in arms, he felt the pangs of hunger, and seeing the rising sun, he said, I shall catch and eat this bright thing. And proud of his boundless strength, he flew through the sky a distance of 3,000 yojanas. But the scorching rays of Surya, whom gods, Maharishis and Danvas could not approach, were too much for him, and he fell down in a faint on the mountain of sunrise. His jaw struck a rock and broke in consequence. That gave him the name Hanuman. I heard this tale from my elders. It is impossible to describe his form, strength or prowess. He has resolved all by himself to lay your capital in ruins. Behold the hero who sits so gracefully on his shoulders, like a black rain-bearing cloud resting lightly on the peak of a golden mountain. He is endowed with the most auspicious and loveliest of forms. He is Sri Rama. His eyes are like the petals of the red lotus opening to the sun in a lovely pool. He is not like Anaranya and the others who fell before you in battle. Of the kings of the Ikshvaku line, he is one whom his enemies dare not approach. All this the whole world knows. And to this, Khara, Dushna, Trishiras, your enemy Vali, Kabanda, Viradha, Subahu, Maricha, Tataka, and the others bear witness. Not only manliness, but the noblest dharma dwells in him. Nothing and no one can shake it. Such is its firmness. He never transgresses the bounds of dharma. Not only his manliness and virtue, but his mastery of every weapon, human, divine, and infernal, is beyond measure. He knows well the use of Astra of Brahma and the mystic literature thereon. He is the best of those who know the proper import of the Vedas. His arrows can tear to pieces the firmament. They can pierce mountains. Enraged, he is like the god of death. In prowess, he equals the king of the gods. Since he carried away his beloved wife Sita while they dwelt in Janasthan, he is filled with uncontrollable anger against you. He has come here seeking you to give you terrible battle. On his right side, there stands one who is of the hue of that pure gold by the name Jambunada. Broad of chest, his eyes aflame with wrath against you, with dark clustering curls of hair on his head, stands Lakshmana, the younger brother of Sri Rama. Nay, he is the very life and soul of Rama, extremely dear to him. A past master is he in the arts of war and government and in every accomplishment. In prowess, he tolerates no equal. He has never known defeat. Boundless is his manliness. Intelligent and strong, he is the right arm of Rama, his life breath coursing outside his body. When it comes to serving Rama, his life is nothing to him. He is resolved all by himself to annihilate the whole Rakshasa race. To the right of Rama, there stands one surrounded by some of our Rakshasas. He is Vibhishna, one who has been declared as king over realms that you rule now. Sri Rama has no design on your kingdom, for all your wishes have been fulfilled, and he has nothing to desire. Hence, he has crowned Vibhishna as the king of Lanka. He has come here to fight with you, moved by uncontrollable anger against you. Between Rama and Vibhishna, there stands one who is immovable like a mighty mountain. He is a ruler of the monkey world and has never known defeat. As the Himalaya soars above all the mountains upon earth, even so he stands high above the monkeys in his radiance, fame, innate wisdom and learning, as also by his noble ancestry. Sugriva, who rules his subjects from Kishkindha, adorned with caves and woods, dwells with his chief ministers and generals in a mountain fortress, curiously wrought and altogether unapproachable. There on his shoulders hangs a garland of gold adorned with countless golden lotuses. It is the envy of gods and men. It is the abode of goddess of victory. Slaying Vali, Rama gave to Sugriva this garland, Tara, that gem among women, and stable sovereignty over the monkey world. 100,000s make 1 lakh. 100 lakhs make a koti or crore. 1 lakh of kotis make a shankha. 1 lakh of shankhas make a mahashankha. 1 lakh of mahashankhas make a brinda. 1 lakh of brindas make a mahabrinda. 1 lakh of mahabrindas make a padma. 1 lakh of padmas make a mahapadma. 1 lakh of mahapadmas make a kharva. 1 lakh of kharvas make a mahakarva. 1 lakh of mahakarvas make a samudra. 1 lakh of samudras make a mahasamudra. And 1 lakh of mahasamudras make an ogha. 1 lakh of oghas makes a mahaogha. Now, a koti of mahaoghas, 100 samudras, 100 kharvas, 1,000 mahapadmas, 100 padmas, 1,000 mahabrindas, 100 brindas, 1,000 mahashankas, 100 shankas, and 1,000 kotis. This is the count, the ocean-like vastness of the monkey armies that stands around Sugriva. He has secured the help of Vibhishna and not the vast ocean with his 4 ministers. And this Sugriva challenges you to mortal fight. Boundless in strength and prowess, with boundless forces, he stands in splendor. Observe the monkey army approaching us, blazing like a maleficent planet. We should not suffer defeat at the hands of our foes. On the other hand, we should achieve victory. For this, I pray you to take the proper measures and act quickly. Mangalam Koshlendraya Mahaniya Gunapti Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhomaya Mangalam.